Hello and welcome to Nintendo Pals Podcast, episode 46. Tonight, we're talking Nicktoons Brawler, we're talking OLED pre-orders, we're talking Valve Steam Deck, we're talking Skyward Sword HD goodies and stuffs, all that and more. So, Micah, you know how I was saying,
okay,
like,
over there?
hopefully it's quiet. Oh, it wasn't too loud for everybody listening, apparently. So chat says it wasn't too loud, but that intro was so loud in my headphones, like a punch to my head. Wow, what a great intro. Well, hey, I'm glad it turned out good in the recording, because in my ears, I just got obliterated by that intro, and it just gets me pumped because I'm here with my fellow Nintendo pal, Micah.
Hello, listener. I am the other Nintendo pal's host, Micah, pumped to be here.
and I am concerned. I am Andross, and we are the Nintendo Pals. We do not have a guest this week because I'm not on top of things and getting guests. And Micah didn't do it either.
Guests.
Yeah, we're good enough by ourselves. That's right. Confidence. Micah, how the heck are you doing?
I'm doing great, Andross. Thanks for asking.
Wow, did you like type these up before and you like pull them out of the
nope.
Chat?
I got them up on my phone right now. I had to look over a couple times on the first one.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Scripted Micah is a scary Micah. Let's just stick
with my yep.
Yep. And pretty good.
Pretty good.
I didn't realize you said that every time until someone pointed it out in that meme. Okay. That was pretty good.
Pretty good, eh?
Oh, what a start. Micah, you are comedic genius in the most laid-back form, I'd say. You missed your calling as a stand-up comedian.
It's mostly just, like, social awkwardness. Like taken to the extreme and people think I'm just joking. So it's funny.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, okay. And if you want more of the social awkwardness taken to the extreme, did you know we have a Twitch channel, Micah? Did you know we have a Twitch channel?
I did know that.
Nintendo_Pals. And you, listener, should go over there and give us a follow. Because we are speedrunning our way to 100 follows. If we get 100 follows, we speedrun to that. I am going to speed run Hey You Pikachu on the N64. That's right. Official. I'm going to have a timer. I'm going to play it as fast as I can.
To completion or just to get through the tutorial?
To completion, which the game isn't very long, right?
I don't think I've ever played it to completion.
I think...
Pikachu never wants to do...
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking it, the whole game is like... The tutorial is actually the whole game.
I think you are thinking that, because the speedrun world record is an hour. So
that's pretty quick.
Yeah, so I think the average playtime is only like 4 hours. And that's, you know, with regular microphone problems of Pikachu. If the microphone worked,
yeah,
probably...
Yeah, not counting for rage quitting players.
Yeah, so I was going to say, you probably...
Time of 7 minutes.
Probably only a half hour game if the microphone works properly.
I mean, do these speedrunners have, like, really fancy, like, setups for their microphone to
No, they're using the original. They just know all the words before. They're not reading any of the dialogue. It's pretty crazy. Yes, I looked this up because I wasn't sure if it was a thing and wanted to participate. So hop on over and jump onto our Twitch and give us a follow. Nintendo_Pals. And we'll see you live next time, hopefully. And to all those who watch the show live on Twitch and also tune into our streams, big shout outs and thanks. We appreciate you guys. Really awesome. It's really great. Really, 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 really cool. We're also trying to hit 64 subscribers. That's the random number we picked because, you know, Nintendo 64.
Yeah, well, I don't know where you're getting this random from.
64 subscribers, and by what time frame, Micah? Is it end of the year?
2027 or something?
No, at the end of the year, and I have agreed to shave my head.
I think this should actually run for the next 64 years.
That's just not the deal. Symmetry. That's not the deal. We're going to probably just call it, I don't know. We'll make the deadline Halloween. How's that? Halloween is the deadline.
That's 64. Way too soon.
Okay, end of the year is the deadline. 64 subs by the end of the year.
End of some year. Okay.
And I have decided, Micah, what you will be doing. I've decided that Micah will be doing a hot tub stream if we hit 64 subscribers.
Are you going to be buying me a hot tub?
You can make it work. I think you've got a tub somewhere you can use.
A small one.
A small one, yep. That's what we're gonna do. Hot tub stream from Micah. You can pick whatever game you want to play or whatever you want to do on stream, but that's what you're gonna do. Muggles, I'm gonna shave my head.
Muggles Moose suggested that we have 64 weeks.
How many
And I like that plan.
Muggle Moo also says, your mom's tub is pretty big. Use that. Was that a your mom joke? Just kidding.
Wow. Yeah,
I guess it kind of sounded true, like it, but we actually know Micah in real life and have been to his house and have seen the big tub. I just have to clarify that.
Although, I'm pretty sure it's broken. So, at least all the fancy hot tub properties of it.
Yeah. Yep, that's what we're going to do. All right, you haven't disagreed,
$14 in water.
You haven't disagreed. So I think that's a guarantee. Hot tub stream with Micah.
As long as we get to 64 subs in the next 64 weeks.
64 minutes.
I almost said 64 months.
Thanks to everybody who's gone over there and subbed. We appreciate it. There's no pressure to do that. You don't have to. But insider tip here. If you have an Amazon Prime account, you can actually you get a free sub on Twitch. So just sign into Twitch with your Amazon Prime and use your free sub for us to help us get that hot tub stream a reality.
And have Andross shave his head.
Oh my gosh. I really hope this... I actually kind of really hope this doesn't work out, because I like my hair. I like hair. It's pretty good.
Well, how will you shave like half of it, like a Friar Tuck? So just a big old...
Oh, heck no. If I'm shaving that, no way. I would do like a shave everything around and leave it on top kind of thing, like a mop.
But not like all the way back.
Like a mohawk.
Just this front part.
But just the front of my head. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. So that's our plug for Twitch, guys. Absolutely. But you're not here to listen to that. You're here to listen to us talk about Nintendo. And that's what we're going to do in the first segment of our show, which is Whatcha Playing. All righty. Micah, what have you been playing lately?
Well, I think most people probably know I've been playing Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. And that game is not as good as I remember it being. Just going to put that out there.
Wow.
It is actually kind of painful at times.
All right.
But I did finish it. I still only have one bottle. My wallet size is still the starting size, and I did not give any masks to anyone.
So you didn't do any extras. You just played to completion, and you finished it.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You really can't tell me it was a bad experience. Like, was it overall just okay? No, you really didn't like it, huh?
I regret it just a little bit.
Well, I also played Ocarina of Time. I was just kind of messing around with some glitches. Did you start running backwards to things after I showed you that?
I didn't.
trip.
That just seemed like too much effort.
It really
Plus, at that
isn't.
point, I could essentially teleport everywhere I wanted to go.
That's
That
true.
required
Yeah,
long distance.
that's true, because you get the ocarina. Well, I messed around with some glitches, mainly the Navi swimming, I think is what it's called, where you stand on the
They should
ledge.
call it Navi sinking because you weren't really swimming.
Yeah, you stand on the edge of a water zone and swing your sword and then talk to Navi, and you'll talk to Navi and just sink to the bottom of whatever watery spot that is, which lets you leave Lost Woods early through the little swimming gate. And I was able to enter the well early, so that was pretty cool. Also messed around with backwards running, which is faster, significantly faster than going forwards, even with rolling. I thought that was pretty insane how fast I was going. And yeah, I'm gonna hop back and stream some more of that because I got a bottle and I would like to try going to Ganon as Kid Link. I really want to try it. It looks fun. I've always been like, that's so cool looking, and you know, there's enough tutorials out there, I can do it, I think.
And I was actually a little disappointed with the last fight. I remembered it being better, but it was actually kind of simple.
Oh, okay.
For the first part, spoilers, I guess, but for the first part, he just throws the energy at you, and you just have to keep hitting it back and forth.
It's a game of
And it goes on
tennis.
for so long.
Yeah.
It seems like he hits it back like 10 times, and you're like, please just let this end. But then you get to when it goes full Ganon. And you just shoot him with an arrow of light and then slam his tail with a hammer. And you just do that like 10 times. And you essentially win. It's like, well, I remember this being a lot more difficult as a child.
Yes. Yeah, it's I'm playing it again. I was really enjoying myself. I liked it. I had fun playing it again. So I'm bummed that you didn't. But you're gonna be hopping back to some Wind Waker next, right? Or have you already started?
Yeah, I just started actually, and
Oh-ho!
well, just started, I played for like an hour and a half, I think,
Mm.
and so far it is definitely better than Ocarina of Time. So
I'm glad you think so, Micah.
I now have essentially proof.
You validated it for yourself.
Yep,
And,
which you have not done with your opinion that Ocarina of Time
I
is
need.
better.
Well, I am going to not get to that anytime soon because of what I have been playing. Have you been playing anything else, though?
Yes. I don't remember what they were
Okay.
Played some more Gloomhaven.
Nice.
Fine.
Digital Gloomhaven's really good.
That might be it, actually.
Gosh, gotta start gaming some more. Although you played a lot of Ocarina of Time, considering you beat that, so.
Yeah. I mostly just wanted to be done with it. No offense to everyone who thinks that game is incredible.
Yeah, I think you're smacking on it extra. I feel like you're putting a little extra hate sauce on it.
Maybe just slightly extra, but there's sometimes in dungeons. I remember people have mentioned that the dungeons are really good, but you come to a locked door in a dungeon, so you find a key for it, you open the door, you go through like two more rooms with puzzles, and you come to another locked door. And now you may be thinking, well, the key is probably within the last two rooms I just worked my way through. But no, it's like all the way back at the start of the dungeon, and you
Sounds
just
like,
somehow.
yeah,
And then you just have to like
sounds
go
like
all
you
the way
didn't
back
explore enough.
and get a key, and then you have to go all the way back to like 17 rooms you've already done.
Yeah.
It just seemed a little unnecessary.
Yeah, I'm wondering how things are going to play out for me as I today started The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD. I'm wondering how revisiting these old dungeons is going to be because it's very different. And it's been a long time since I played a classic Zelda game. You know, we haven't had one since Skyward Sword. I guess I didn't pick up Link Between Worlds. I should have. So probably Link Between Worlds is the last one with like classic dungeons in it. So Breath of the Wild had puzzles, but the Divine Beasts are like not nearly as intricate as like even Ocarina of Time's temples.
I will say, I probably enjoyed them more than Ocarina of Time stones. I will take that back a little bit. The last three temples in Ocarina of Time, I did enjoy mostly.
No,
It seemed like they got better.
I'm saying that the divine beasts are not as complicated. They're not as long.
Yeah. Not as maze-like in
Yes.
some
Yeah,
cases.
they're way more straightforward. There's some like puzzle elements to them, but it's mostly like solve a puzzle to get to the shrine kind of thing. And in the Divine Beast, it's solve a puzzle to unlock this point, solve a puzzle to unlock this point. There's no backtrack your way here, do something else, and then go back. There's that one temple in Ocarina of Time where you're Child Link and Adult Link, and you have to do the temple kind of like simultaneously. That one's pretty
Yeah,
cool.
that was pretty fun.
Yeah. But it's long. Like those are long dungeons that are going to take you way significantly more time than like a divine beast, I think. But I mean, I don't know.
You would think.
Some of the divine beasts were hard for me, sure. But Skyward Sword is awesome. I'm really enjoying it. I love the story and I love the world and the characters. Everything about it so far, I'm just like, man, this is just great. It looks fantastic in HD. Looks fantastic. Looks better than I remember it looking. I keep looking at these characters and going like, I don't remember this character looking like this. And it's probably because their faces are way crisper and they're like way more detailed looking. Yeah, it just all looks so good. I was streaming it, so I was kind of going fast through it, but I really want to take the time to just walk around and talk to all the characters in Skyloft and explore the world. It's just fun. Like, so many characters have such personality. And I had forgotten some and, like, totally remembered others. You know, like, who can forget Groose? Groose is the best. Love Groose.
Yeah, he's definitely a more of a turd at the beginning than I remembered.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I don't remember the shopkeeper's name, but I forgot about him and his like super over the top happy. And then there's the upgrade guy, and there's the potions lady and her husband that watches the baby on the side. There's a lot of personality to all the characters. Yeah, so Skyward Sword. And what else have I been playing this week? I always have to do this where I have to like jog my memory by actually looking at my Switch. I played some more Mario Golf and enjoyed that. Need to finish my story mode up in that. I've started another game and I haven't finished that one. And then played some Ring Fit Adventure. As always, I've been doing that, trying to do that every day. And really enjoying Ring Fit Adventure. I think it is a fantastic game, and it just keeps on going and keeps on getting better. A couple I'll talk about that I did some reviews for the Nintendo Dads. And if you haven't checked out their podcast, definitely go give them a listen. Induction and Mina and Michi. Mina and Michi was very Four Swords Adventure-like. And then Induction is a puzzle. I don't really know what to compare it to. Yeah, it's like a Captain Toad like box like puzzle, but it's just shapes really. It's just like a single scene puzzle that you have to use time manipulation to solve the puzzles. So it's pretty fun. I was really enjoying it. I am a big puzzle game fan, so anytime I get a chance to try out those kinds of puzzle games, I will jump on it. So yeah, and that's primarily what I've played. Skyward Sword HD has definitely been my game of the week. I only just started playing it today. But yeah, holy cow, so good. Such a great game. I'm giddy with the features they added. Seriously, the free moving camera, this feels like a new game. It feels like a brand new game to me. And
Yeah, that's probably like my biggest complaint of Ocarina of Time is you don't have like the camera controls
Yeah.
besides
Can you
the
imagine them? Okay, but can you
direction
imagine
you're facing.
if they remake it, they probably will add that, right? Like
Hopefully.
they added it to Skyward Sword. It's from a time before a second joystick existed to use for that. Oh, that would be so amazing. I would just eat that up if they sold that. Does Wind Waker have a free moving camera?
Kind of. It has,
Okay.
you can control left and right, and you can kind of like zoom out and back from like a higher angle and change that a little bit, but it's not quite like free.
I wonder if HD has free camera or like more free camera. I don't know.
I don't think so, but I don't actually know at all.
You're playing it on
So,
the GameCube, right?
yeah.
Man, you should just eat the $20 and get the HD one. You love Wind Waker so much.
I
And you
do, but
have.
I had to make my comparison fair. Or, well, actually, it's not even original Ocarina of Time. It's for the GameCube, but they didn't really change anything, as far as I know. And
Are the
original
graphics
Wind Waker,
better? Are the graphics better?
don't think so. It even
Huh.
stutters at times.
So, okay,
That's good
so
time, so.
I don't think, honestly, Micah, I think that we know where your comparison is going to go, so you don't have to make it fair. You should just go in and play the HD one, because you haven't played that one, and it's going to be like kind of a new experience. Because they did change things. They did add some quality of life improvements, and it's in HD, which I think it looks incredible. Like Wind Waker HD actually looks really good on the Wii U. It is definitely
I'm
so
already like 2 hours in though, so
I mean it was only 2 hours. Come on.
I'm like a whole bunch of side quests and stuff.
I
I had
know,
to
but
find some kids
just
playing hide and seek.
I feel like as a true fan and supporter of Wind Waker as being like the number one game, you kind of owe it to Nintendo to buy it again and to buy the better version,
What if
right?
they're gonna release it on the Switch?
I
So
know.
you've been saying.
As because it's gonna happen, just not till next year probably. Stinks because I want it to happen. Who knows though? You know, Skyward Sword came out today. Maybe this next direct that they do, we'll get
I'm
some more
thinking you
Zelda.
should bite the bullet and get Wind Waker HD.
Yes, I will. I am going to bite the bullet, but I am playing Skyward Sword HD. I don't want to start another Zelda game at the moment. So once I finish this one, depending on what my gaming schedule looks like, I'll pull it
Depending on if Spelunky's out yet.
in. You know it. You know it. I'm looking forward to Spelunky 2. My goodness, it needs to come. It needs to come. It's supposed to be in the summer. We're halfway through the summer. All right. Well, that's that. That's what we've been playing. So let's move over to the next segment of our show, and that is the Nintendo news. And today's Nintendo news is pretty heavy. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, Mike. So let's talk first. Nicktoons All-Star Brawl has been announced, coming to lots of platforms, Switch included. And it is classic Nicktoons characters. Nicktoons character? I like what am I saying here? It's classic Nicktoons all coming together in a Smash Bros. Style fighter. It looks so much like Smash Bros. That I think that's the only comparison you can really make. Like, oh, it's Smash Bros. So,
Except I don't have any nostalgia for Nicktoons.
I mean, SpongeBob, right?
Yeah, that's like one though.
It's the big one.
I would love to beat people up as Squidward though, not gonna lie. He better be in there.
SpongeBob is like the Mario. It's like if you were playing Smash Bros. And you'd only played Mario, you know? Like that's what it's gonna be like for Micah. So you don't have any nostalgia for this. What's your overall thoughts on it? You think it looks good? Yeah. You excited about it?
I'm excited for other people who are excited for it. I have a hard time believing it's going to be better than Smash Bros. Gameplay-wise, at least.
Yeah.
So
I mean, 100%, it's not going to be as good as Smash
yeah, and I'm
Bros.
more connected to the Smash Bros. Characters anyways.
Yeah.
But it's definitely cool for people that watch these cartoons growing up, or even when they were already grown up.
Yeah. So that's Nicktoons Brawl. I'm excited for it. I think it looks kind of cool. I don't think it's going to be like super high quality. I'm also not sure how I feel about the art style. It looks very kiddie cartoony, and I kind of wish that they had gone a little bit more serious with the art style, but kept the whimsicalness of the characters, if that makes any sense, because that would have just made it even more funny. Like the art direction they've gone with it makes it look like a cheap Nickelodeon game instead of like a quality.
Nickelodeon game.
There is no quality
Have they had those before?
Nickelodeon. Instead of looking like a quality third-party Smash Bros. Knockoff, you know, either do that or go full 2D with like a drawn 2D art style would have been also really good. But they went for generic 3D versions of all of their things that they're using. So yeah, that's my hot take on that. We'll talk more about Nicktoons. We'll talk more about Nicktoons in Community Corner. Next in the news, Zelda Loftwing amiibo shipping issues. So Zelda Loftwing amiibo shipping issues are causing massive delays. They're nowhere to be found. Yeah, can't find them anywhere unless you are Sean Capri of the Nintendo Drive and you just drive over to your local EB game store in Canada and it's there. I don't know what kind of magic you have, Sean, but good for you to find one. He didn't even pre-order it and he got one. But yeah, this was a big thing. I went in to pick up my pre-order of Zelda Skyward Sword from GameStop, and the guy was like, just a heads up, those Loftwing amiibo are nowhere to be found. You're not gonna find them anywhere. We don't have any, nobody's got any. And I was like, it's all good. I'm not a big amiibo collector, but it's a big bummer that they're missing. Yeah.
With delays, hopefully they, I guess, come at some point so people can get them.
Yep. So it's a little bit of a bummer. I was talking to a guy at the shop and he was in line in front of me and he was saying that he's probably gonna pick up the like little NFC tokens and make his own amiibo for it since he's not gonna be able to get his pre-order in time and he wants to have it for the game, for the actual game feature. Yeah, makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. But speaking of pre-orders, Switch OLED, which has been charmingly nicknamed the Swoled,
I like it.
Switch OLED, Swoled pre-orders sold out almost instantly everywhere. Gone. Gone, Micah. I don't think you understand how stressful it was for me to pick up one of these pre-orders. I had every site open. At every single website that was offering to sell it that had their listings up. Okay, wait. First off, Amazon didn't have their listing up, and neither did Target. They didn't have a listing at all when it was supposed to come out. And so I couldn't order through there. So I had Best Buy, I had Walmart, I had GameStop, and I had the official Nintendo page. And also the Amazon Nintendo page, no listings for it, just that the page is up. And I was refreshing all of those come 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. I was just like mashing it, trying to get these, and instantly gone. Like I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna get one. And finally got a pre-order button to show up on Best Buy. And then I clicked it and it was like, oh, fail. Like you don't get one. No, it said you'll have to you'll have to wait, or something along those lines. I've got it. I've got the image somewhere here that I shared. I was just like so frustrated with the whole process. It's like crazy how hard it was to actually get the pre-order in.
But what color scheme did you end up getting, though?
White. I decided that I would not be I wouldn't pick it up if I didn't get the white color scheme. That's what I wanted. Okay, so the message that came up said, "This item is not in your cart yet. Due to the high demand, we're having everyone go through one more step before it can be added. Please try again."
What's
Like
the
this,
step?
it didn't even tell me what the step was. Yeah.
Maybe the step was to try again.
Yeah, so then you hover over the button and it says they were drip feeding it. So they're putting up stock and the button would switch randomly to when it was good. And like retrospectively, I'm going, okay, this is to prevent bots from buying these in mass quantities. But in the moment, I was so mad at Best Buy. Like, what the heck? They are, I just want to put in the pre-order. I had the button clicked and it said try again instead of like it didn't get added to your cart. So I actually angrily closed out of Best Buy completely.
Wow.
I was like, I am not dealing with this. I'm just gonna go from one of the other ones. That's where I'm gonna go from. And those ones never, they were gone already. Walmart, unavailable instantly. GameStop, I'm not sure ever went up on their website. It went up through their app. I know a lot of people got it through the app. This is all headache-inducing stuff. We'll talk more about this in the community corner, but the long story short is I went to Wario64's Twitter and clicked on a link there, okay, to open up what I thought was the Walmart listing, and it brought me to Best Buy. And the button appeared, and I was like, huh. I was angry at Best Buy, okay? But I clicked into it and then looked at the full price and was like, ah, this is so expensive with tax and fees and stuff. Like, ah, maybe this isn't what I want. Maybe I was like the guy at the store with it in my hands, like going, do I want this or do I not want this? And I was like, well, I gotta do it. I gotta get it, you know? I got to. So I filled in the information. I had to sign up for an account, all this. And meanwhile, it told me, like, it's in your cart. Fill out the information as fast as possible
It won't be in there forever.
because it's not guaranteed until your purchase goes through. And I had to sign up for an account and then go to my email and verify password.
Yeah,
And
so did they have like the two-factor authentication?
I had to do like all these steps. And I had that like good chunk of time where I was considering just not picking it up from Best Buy because it was just too expensive. And I still somehow got it done in time and got my pre-order in. So I've got my pre-order out there. I'm excited. I'm excited for it. Especially because next day, going into the GameStop to pick up Skyward Sword, big signs up that say pre-orders of the Switch OLED are out. We do not have any more orders available. So, Nintendo's doing well, I'd say. Let's say this minor upgrade that people were complaining about, some people were complaining about, apparently was for nothing because all of these were sold out. All of them. Man, what a frustrating adventure that was, but there you have it. So Switch has this minor revision, but we got a whole new system we can talk about here, Micah. Let's talk about the Valve Steam Deck. Valve has announced its own entry into the handheld console gaming foray, and that is the Steam Deck. Micah, you want to describe the Steam Deck? I don't know. I don't really know how to describe it.
It's like a switch, but made by Valve.
Ah.
A little more computer-like, I guess.
Yeah, it's supposed to it's advertised as PC gaming on the go, right? Like that's what it's for. It's not a Switch in that it has like a dock and can hook up to your TV. Although it can hook up to your
But
TV,
it
right?
can, yeah, and it has some USB ports so you can hook up a mouse and keyboard, I assume.
So, to me, this is seeming like a portable gaming PC.
But that's kind of what gaming laptops are. It is a little more portable, I guess.
Yeah, this is more, well, this is more, it looks more like a handheld, right?
Yeah.
Did you think it looks like the Game Gear? You had a Game Gear, did you?
Nope, don't think
A
so. It was a
Sega Game Gear?
Sega. Actually,
I thought you did.
I think I did. I don't know if it ever worked.
Oh, okay. That
I don't
sounds
know if we
about
were like
right.
ever able to play it.
Yeah, we so I think it looks like I think it looks exactly like it. It's kind of bulky looking, and I don't know, like the joysticks are in weird spots. They're at like the very top of
It's
the
just like
system.
the gamepad, wasn't it?
The Wii U
The
gamepad. Yeah,
Wii
I
U.
never really felt like the Wii U gamepad was super comfortable, but maybe that's just me. You liked it. You played with that like exclusively. That's how you played Smash Bros, right?
Probably.
That's probably.
I didn't have that many controllers, so.
Yeah, so should Nintendo be worried, Micah? Yeah, that's like, oh,
Because
Switch
you're not going to
OLED.
be able to play Nintendo stuff on it.
Switch OLED sold out instantaneously. I don't think this is really designed to compete with Nintendo. Like it is and it isn't. It's designed to be another handheld gaming device, but it's just different. It's a PC gaming device. I think it's cool. I think it's very cool. It's something I'm interested in. I probably won't pick it up because I have a gaming PC and I have no desire to play those things on the go. And I just feel like the power sacrifice I would get for playing that on the go is too much. Like I don't want to be able to play those on the go because
For the
these.
types of things I generally use my gaming PC for, I wouldn't necessarily want on the go.
Yeah. But
Smaller screen.
supposedly you'll be able to download you'll be able to download stuff onto it like a computer. So here's some big brain strategy here from this Nintendo only guy. What if you got Game Pass and you got this thing and this becomes your new portable Xbox, right? What about Epic Games? They were giving out tons of free games, right? So you could have a huge library already built up, installed on this thing. I mean, everybody that has a Steam account has games on there that they picked up for like a dollar on sale, right? Or Humble Bundle's always giving out
Yeah,
Steam codes.
classic Steam
I don't even play
sales.
PC. I don't even play PC games like that much at all, and I have a pretty big library on my Steam account. So I think there's some benefit to that. So I don't know. I'm curious to see how well this will do. I think people will buy it. I hope it does good enough because I want to see more gaming systems out there. It shouldn't be locked down to the big three. It should
Yeah.
be, we should have more. More choice is better.
It could be nice for LAN parties. You don't have to bring your giant desktop.
True.
Just bring that over, a monitor and a keyboard and a mouse.
Yeah. Well, you don't even need the monitor because it is a screen, so
Yeah.
you could play on
Depending on what
that.
kind of games you want to be playing, you might want to use a mouse, though.
But you
It's
could,
kind of a
but
little small.
what I'm saying is you could use the mouse still
Yeah.
with that as the screen. But yeah, you're right. Anyways, that's too much Valve for one Nintendo podcast, I'd say. So let's move on to the next topic here. But I'm excited for this. And I don't see it as a threat to Nintendo. I don't look at things like that. Anyways, I don't think Nintendo's going to be worried about it. I think they'll be excited about it, honestly, because Nintendo paved the way for this handheld market. It's cool to see other companies come in and do stuff with that. Nintendo is always the trendsetter. They're always the trendsetter. You remember when they did the Wii, and then Xbox is like, well, we got motion control too, woo-hoo, with our Kinect. And then PlayStation just straight up ripped off the Wii and had those, like, wands. You know what? Like, that's just... Nintendo will always be the innovator, and then these other guys will come in and they'll do something similar. And sometimes it'll be really cool. I think Kinect had some really cool features. And some really, like, some advancements. But they're not innovating in the same way, you know? Like, they're innovating on the graphics end.
Yeah, generally a little safer.
Yeah.
They don't do such bold innovations.
Yep. Anyways, that's the Valve Steam Deck. So speaking of portable, how about watches? Watches are portable. That was a terrible transition.
I knew exactly where you were going with that.
Nintendo's teaming up with Tag Heuer to make a luxury Mario themed watch. We talked about this last week, but the watch has been announced. And did you see it, Micah?
I have. It looks pretty cool.
It looked pretty much just like a watch.
I didn't really. Mario head, but then at times it's like a full picture of Mario and other things.
Yeah, so it seems like the watch itself doesn't have too much Mario-esque things on it. Like, it has some like little Mario symbols, but it's just a black watch. And it's a smart watch of sorts, and the screen just has a lot of Mario stuff.
I think. Had like a couple touches. I think there's a little mushroom on the outside of the dial, although that might actually just be part of the screen. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think it is. And then have like a Mario hat, I think, when you change the time.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't...
It's very subtle. It's very subtly Mario, except for the face with the screen on it. But I'm wondering, is that part of that watch specifically, or is that like a Tag Heuer like theme you download? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you've messed with smartwatches too much. I don't have one, but my wife really enjoys like wearable smartwatches, and you can like download themes and have different face plates and things. So that could be that's all that it is. And to me, that's a little disappointing. I felt like the watch was going to be just like a fancy watch, but I guess smartwatch. Yeah. I mean, it is the future. Like, that's kind
of like
where it's going.
$2,000. I want like a fully life-size inflatable Mario to come out of it or something.
Yeah, is it $2,000?
I think so. It's like, I haven't really looked into the press, but I saw something.
Alrighty, well, we're gonna need more than 64 subscribers on Twitch in order to be able to afford this watch, y'all. So please subscribe.
Well, we just got to have a sealed 64 copy rated at 9.8 something, I believe it was.
Micah, you should be hosting. You should be doing this whole segment, because that was the smoothest transition I've ever seen. Because Mario 64 box copy sold for $1.8 million at auction. That is right. Crushing the previous record from last week. Okay, so literally... Friday.
I feel like a bunch of rich people just got together and like, you know, it'd be like a really funny prank if we just started buying these old games for way too much money. And they all did their rich people laugh.
last Friday, the Zelda auction news hit big, and it was like, wow, this crushed all the records. $860,000. I almost said million. $860,000.
That's what it's trending towards.
$860,000 for a Zelda game? Holy cow. Wow. And we talked about it in our show, and I was like, wow, 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 wow. Okay. And then our show goes, we record on Friday, then the show goes up on our platforms on Mondays. Saturday, which is, we never get Nintendo news. Nintendo's never going to give us news on just a Saturday, right? But a Nintendo-related thing happened. in this Mario 64 sealed box sold for $1.8 million. It's crazy to think. Maybe you know what it is? It's probably factions among the rich. There's the Zelda team and the Mario team. And the Mario team wasn't going to be outdone by Zelda.
I mean,
And so.
that makes just about as much sense as anything at this point.
And so they went in and they bought that Mario 64 for $1.8 million. Wow. That's a lot of swoled. That's what I'm gonna say. You could buy a lot of swoleds with that 1.8 million. I just can't fathom. I can't fathom having this much money to spend on Mario 64. I hope they open it up and play it. Because
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, they just like destroy its value and make it like, what percentage decrease would that be from 1.8 million to 20 bucks?
yeah, K9 in chat says that's a lot of McChickens, and that's all right. That
I mean,
is how we
I could
measure.
live off of that many McChickens. And the thing about McChickens is I could buy all of them right now and they'd still be good for the rest of my life. Pretty sure those things never go bad.
That's debatable, but also kind of true. Just put them in your freezer. Buy a few freezers while you're buying those
A few thousand freezers for my 1 million McChickens.
McChickens. And you just crammed full. Your whole house is just freezers and McChickens.
I
Boom.
have like a secret basement with like a fancy elevator going to it, and I'd bring all my guests here and they'd be like, wow, what's under here? And we just come down to just rows upon rows of freezers with McChickens inside.
What a dream. What a dream. Come join us in the Nintendo Pals bunker during the apocalypse, where we will have McChickens galore for all. So yeah, that's that news item. Let's move to the next one. There's my transition. Skyward Sword HD has launched. And what a time it has been playing Skyward Sword HD. But also, we got some really nice Joy-Cons. And for the video viewers of the podcast, I will show off my set of said Joy-Cons. Wow, they look so good. So you got a nice, for the left
I can see
Joy-Con,
myself.
the left Joy-Con, you got a nice blue. With the crest, the Hyland crest. And then you've also got the purple here. Yeah, you can see the reflection there. It's just so, I am blown away, honestly, because I thought they looked cool. I thought they looked cool, and I was like, I'm gonna get these. And then I looked at them more prior to getting them, and was like, eh. Maybe they look a little much. They maybe look a little tacky. Absolutely not. The in-person Joy-Con, these are incredible looking. They're beautiful. They're gorgeous. Prettiest Joy-Con I have beheld. And I have
Have
beheld.
you
I've beheld
held
quite a
any?
few. I've beheld quite a few.
Oh, beheld. I thought you said held, and I was like, have you held any
Oh,
like
yeah.
non one color Joy-Con?
I mean, they haven't made any non-one color Joy-Cons besides this one, and I guess they had the Pikachu
Haven't
EV
they?
set. Pikachu EV set, but I think those were still like.
They need to make more Joy-Con.
They have quite a few. What we need to get, Micah,
Fancy Joy-Con.
is those Fortnite Joy-Cons.
Oh yeah,
I need me a set of
Peely.
Peely Joy-Cons, yeah.
Those probably are the best Joy-Cons,
So
actually.
if I was, in the market of collecting, Joy-Cons would be a fun thing to collect because they're really cool. I don't know. Maybe Nintendo will just sell the shell and you could just have the shells and like display them as artwork. That'd be cool. Speaking of artwork, my Nintendo reward for Zelda Skyward Sword HD will be out soon, announced by Nintendo. This is an acrylic wall piece, and let me just pull up the info on that because there is more to this story that I don't have written down in our notes because I'm just a scrub. Let's see here. Boop, 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 boop. So it will be 5x7 with a thickness of 1/8 of an inch.
That's smaller than I thought.
And it's a little small, but that's because it's an acrylic piece, and those pieces, I think, are like a sheen, and they're kind of like a plasticky poster. So it's not a printed poster board. It's like a sheet, like a sign. And it will cost 1,000 My Nintendo points. So, yeah, it says stay tuned for more info. Also, they put up a sweepstakes where you can get an exclusive T-shirt, a Power A controller, and the, not the Hyrule, one of the Hyrule books, the fancy books. You know what I'm talking about? What is it called? Yeah. Oh, here it is. It's the Legend of Zelda Encyclopedia HC hardcover is what that means, I guess. It's part of the title, Encyclopedia HC. And I want that. I want that for sure. I want to win those. And that only costs 10 points to enter that sweepstakes. And there will be 10 winners among the many millions and billions of people entering. Hopefully I get this bundle.
Hopefully not billions.
Yeah, that would be weird. Considering there's only like 80 million Switch owners. Only 80 million. Okay, after the Switch OLED sells, I think we're like easily cruising up past 100 million.
Yeah, I wonder how many they made or are currently planning on making.
I don't know. I do not know.
First wave.
So there you have it, folks. That's that is the Nintendo news for this week. And yeah, we're loaded up on stuff to talk about for, I'm pretty excited for a lot of the things coming up and coming out. Micah, do you got any thoughts on any of the news items you want to share? Are you planning on picking up this Myra Nintendo Rewards thing?
I might actually. I think I have like 800 points and they probably expire pretty soon. Oh, it does look pretty cool. So
when do points the points expire?
Like a year after you get them or something?
Oh no. I guess I'm getting this for sure. I was planning on getting it.
There's a way you can go somewhere to like check when your points will be expiring or like tell you how many of your points will expire at the end of the month. It might be a little longer than a year. I can't remember.
Okay, well, we'll post that information in the Discord, so hop over to our Discord, because, yeah, I'd be interested to see that. I didn't know they expired. I have 3,000 points saved up, and I haven't spent them on anything. I didn't know that they expired, so that's good to know.
We'll have 30 points expiring at the end of this month.
So you better hope this comes out right now, or you can enter the contest. That costs 30. Help. You can do up to
350 that expire at the end of the year in that month. I don't know why. I don't know what I did that month to earn so many points last year.
Might have been the like pin set stuff. Did you do the pin set stuff? Did you get a pin set? I don't think you did.
I did not get a pin set. Nope. I did not get either of the games required for a pin set.
Oh, because you
was
already...
there a game required for the first one? I don't even remember.
Yes.
Was it one required for the second one then? Because you had to have Bowser's Fury for one. Was there, or I guess it's Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury.
Oh, it was Mario 3D All-Stars for the other one?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Which you missed out on, man. I have enjoyed that as well. So yeah, that's it for news. So let's move over to the next segment of our show. We do not have anything for the rumor mill, but I played the bumper just for funs. So let's move over to the next segment of our show, which is the community corner. And in today's Community Corner, we have a question from community member LPD. LPD asks, if you guys talk about Nintendo All-Stars Brawl this week, who do you want as a DLC character? That's right, Smash predictions for Nickelodeon Brawler. What do you want, Micah?
I want Cat Dog. It's like one of the only ones I can think of right now.
Cat Dog. Cat Dog is a good pick, I'd say. What Nicktoons did you watch?
Like none. I've seen like a few episodes of Cat Dog. A few episodes about some like, I almost want to say beavers. I feel like they can't be what they were.
Yeah, two, two angry beavers.
Okay, yeah.
That's a show, yep.
I mean, besides SpongeBob, not much.
SpongeBob's quite the show, though. Gosh, I'm gonna have to have a memory jogger on the shows out there. But I had an answer to this question. I had like a really good answer, I thought. And now I can't remember. They haven't shown it, but I think there should be some Avatar rep.
Avatars.
Yeah, you watched.
I don't think that one is.
Didn't you watch all of those?
I did. Pretty great.
I don't know how to spell Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon. Yep. Cartoons. That's what I'm looking up here. And I'm not going to hit any of the bumpers by accident. That's my goal. Yeah, so we've got just a list here. I definitely enjoyed SpongeBob. I watched... No, these are all... Oh, Chalk Zone was a Nickelodeon show? Do you remember Chalk Zone?
I've never even heard of that. I have no idea what that is.
That one was, like, the main character had a magic piece of chalk that he jumped into the chalkboard with, and he had, like, a chalkboard friend. It's like a sidekick character. Did you watch Invader Zim? Did you watch Invader Zim?
I did not.
Oh, that seems like a show 100% up your alley. Like you need to go back and watch it because... So, for those that don't know, Micah is a fan of cartoons. You just watched a lot more Cartoon Network cartoons, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think they...
I can't really think of any of those I watched either now.
So, they didn't show anybody from Jimmy Neutron. They didn't show anybody from Fairly Odd Parents.
I feel like there's got to be a couple from those.
Yeah, right? Like, they got to at least have...
That I actually remember.
They got to actually have Jimmy and Timmy, right? Like, that's kind of a given. Tack and the Power of Juju. That was a short run on that show. Wow, there's a lot of these that I didn't really think about. Kung Fu Panda? They had a show for Kung Fu Panda, but that's owned by DreamWorks. They're not going to have that in this game. It's like Nicktoons exclusive. The Wild Thornberries, which they did have. They do have Nigel Thornberry. So that's interesting. Hey Arnold's in there. They got that. Yeah, so if they have those, it's like, okay, yeah, they're going to have Jimmy Neutron. They're going to have Fairly Odd Parents reps. Like, they've got to, right?
Saving those to hype people up right before it comes out.
I guess so.
Maybe.
Doug. Have you watched that show, Doug?
Semi-bald Doug?
Yes, semi-bald Doug.
Green sweater vest sort of thing?
Yes, like you know Doug. let's put Doug in. Sure, why not? They didn't put any Rugrats in, but they put the dinosaur from Rugrats in. The Reptar, Rexar, something like that.
I think Reptar.
Reptar sounds right.
Maybe. They also have Arthur. Is that a Nicktoon?
No, Arthur is not. Although I
Disappointing.
kind of put him and Doug in the same boat for some reason in my brain.
I think they have similar clothes.
It's because
He just has
they both wear sweaters.
Arthur just has like yellow instead.
Yeah, so my pick for a character is I would like this is I'm stealing from our Discord, but Crimson Chin from
Oh,
the
yeah.
Fairly OddParents would be an absolute hilarious addition. But I really would just like an Avatar Last Airbender rep. I think that would be cool. They have Ninja Turtles in there. I feel like it would just make sense to put in. They're probably gonna have Aang
I mean, Aang would be a little too overpowered, you'd think, though.
and maybe they'll put
What
in
they should do is
Korra.
put in Sokka.
Yeah, that's who I want. I want Sokka with the boomerang.
The true hero of that TV show.
Or I can't remember his name, but the uncle, the Fire Lord's uncle. That's who
Oh, Iroh?
Iroh, yeah.
I take it back. Iroh is actually the true hero of that show.
Yeah, he's the best character in the whole series, man. So yeah, that's what I think should be in there. I'm just looking through. Oh, it's only Nicktoons, huh? Because it'd be pretty funny if they put in Drake and Josh.
Oh man, that'd be great.
But that just opens up a whole new set of things that could be in there.
I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll be with the DLC, they could be more crossover characters.
Yeah. Let me just say that I hope that this game does well because I want more games like this. I think Smash Bros. Is awesome. But could you imagine a Smash Bros. But the characters are characters from book series? So we've got like, you could have Brandon Sanderson Smash Bros.
I mean, I'd about to say all you need is Brandon Sanderson. You can fill out a
Yeah,
roster,
but
probably.
even just like throwing in a bunch of characters from like popular fantasy novels would be
Yeah,
really
I think
cool.
that would be cool.
You have Harry Potter
Also,
in there.
very difficult to pull off, I assume, with all the different
Cry,
copyright issues and whatnot.
okay, so how about Smash Bros. But with superheroes? Yeah, that'd be a lot easier. Like Marvel does their own Smash Bros. thing. Because they've done fighting games. Yes, I know. I know they've done fighting games. And Smash Bros. Let's get into a fight here. Is Smash Bros. A fighting game? Yes, it is. That's 100%. It is. It's just a different style than the traditional. No, I'm causing a fight with the internet right now. That's
I was wondering if you're
what
expecting someone to disagree with you or something.
I'm. Yes, I am expecting people to disagree because they'll be like, "Well, it's not a true fighting game because this is." Yes, okay. Let's separate these out. We've got like the Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat kind of fighting game, and then you got Smash Bros. Kind of fighting game, right?
Are you punching someone in the face? Well, I think you're fighting then. I
Yeah,
mean,
so fighting game,
I
yeah.
don't.
But what I'm saying is, Marvel has done all these Street Fighter-esque type games, and they've done
More
Marvel,
beat 'em up
Mar
ish.
yeah, more beat 'em up-ish. They haven't done a Smash Bros. Style with their characters, and I think that would be really successful. I also think it could be successful with the DC. DC did the whole, gosh, what is that game called?
Injustice.
Yes, thank you, Micah. Injustice. I would never have remembered that. I was nowhere near. Yeah, so Injustice and that's it's not Smash Bros. I'll tell you that. If they did like a Smash Bros. Style fighter where it's like a platformer fighter, man, I just would like to see more games like this with different IPs. Nintendo's always going to be king in this regard because Nintendo has like such good IPs to be able to use for those. And Sakurai, like they have him. He's the mastermind genius of the formula. But doesn't mean other people can't make ones that will be fun and cool too.
It just won't be quite as fun and cool.
Yeah. PlayStation tried. They did the PlayStation All-Stars.
I forgot about that. How
Yeah.
did that do?
Not well. Not well enough. And didn't they do a sequel? They might have done two, but I don't think they did any after that. They did try to change it up while having that same sort of style. What we really need is an adventure game. An adventure game with a big crossover. And I talked about this in our Discord. Games with these big crossovers are always going to generate just tons of hype because it reaches into little pockets of all of these spots. So something in there is going to appeal to you, right? Like, I might not be the biggest Ren and Stimpy fan, but I like SpongeBob, and there's multiple SpongeBob characters in this game. So, boom, pull all these together, and suddenly I'm interested in these other things like Ren and Stimpy, or I don't even remember the other shows that they mentioned. Monsters, Ninja Turtles. Like, if you're a Ninja Tur if you're a huge Ninja Turtle fan, you're gonna buy this because it's got some Ninja Turtles in Smash Bros, right?
Aren't you a big Ninja Turtle fan?
Not like, I wouldn't say I'm huge.
I guess you're a huge original Ninja Turtle game fan.
Yeah, I
Which
like I well
is.
Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time is the only one I played.
Wow.
And
Then you call
I was a
yourself a
fan.
huge Ninja Turtles fan.
No, I never did. That's
As
what
some people.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm huge because I was like a second generation Ninja Turtles fan. I didn't get into it on the in the original Ninja Turtles era with like the 80s cartoon. No, I got in with like the early 2000s cartoon, which was like more comic booky style. And we had all the toys for that, and so yeah, I was a fan of that, but not enough to go buy a Nicktoons beat 'em up game for just to play the characters. But some people are. That's what I'm saying. And for all of these things, there's some people that are gonna go, oh, this makes this an instant buy for me, and that's a good thing. Crossover games like this are always gonna generate that kind of hype. And not enough games do this thing to the right levels. Yeah. And not enough genres of games are doing it. So I'm thinking like we've got Fortnite. Fortnite's like crossover king in second place next to Smash Bros, right? Like they have everything. If you are a fan of something, there is some sort of skin for that in Fortnite that you can buy. Like that's just the way it, unless you're a fan of Nintendo, then no. But yeah, that's a topic for another, that's a topic for several other episodes we've already done. But what I'm saying is we've got Fortnite, the big ones I can think of for crossover games. Smash Bros, Fortnite, and Kingdom Hearts. I want Kingdom Hearts, but with Nintendo stuff or some other thing that I am more deeply invested in than like Disney. I'm a fan of Disney, I'd say, like ish enough to I really enjoyed Kingdom Hearts. I really like Kingdom Hearts because it's an adventure game, a single player adventure experience where you're hopping from world to world. Nobody else has done that to that extent where it's a crossover bringing all of these different things within a universe together. Nintendo, please make a Kingdom Hearts with your Nintendo characters. That's what the next Smash Bros needs to be. It needs to be like an adventure game. It shouldn't be Smash Bros. It shouldn't be Smash Bros. Smash Bros should stay its own thing, and that we should get a proper
Into
sequel to
a
that.
new genre.
A new game that also does this major crossover where you're hopping from Mario to Donkey Kong to Pokemon to Zelda to Metroid to all these different universes and worlds, and it ties it together somehow in an adventure. Oh, that would just be like the dream game for me. The dream game for me. So I want more things to do this because I want these publishers and developers to realize and know, like, oh, this stuff generates hype and gets us money. So let's do more. That's my That's my rant about that. That's what I got. Micah, what would you like to see? Smash Bros. What?
I'd definitely be down for what you just said. Also, now I really want a Brandon Sanderson Cosmere crossover game.
That's right, Brandon Sanderson. We know you listen to this show because you know we're big fans of your work and you're
we're homies and whatnot.
Yeah, clearly you're also a big fan of what we do. Clearly, so since you're listening, definitely free idea. I'm sure. Actually, I'm like 100% sure he's already thought of this idea and would do something like this because he's talked about making games, wanting to make games for.
Yeah, I believe he has. He said he has some sort of game thing under wraps planned.
Yeah,
but he can't really say anything about it. I think he said it was something of like a pretty large studio or something like that. Because like seemed like real carefully worded.
Please be Nintendo. Probably not. Nintendo's not gonna jump into an IP like that. Who would... Okay, this is not related to Nintendo at all, but who would you like to develop a Brandon Sanderson video game? Like a Cosmere... I guess, you know, you've got a lot of books that that you can pick from, but what studio would you like to make a game from those books?
I don't even know. To be honest, I, like, don't really... remember studios that well and what games they make.
Yeah, I like dream scenario for me is that the team behind Breath of the Wild makes a Stormlight Archive video game.
Like that Monolith
Monolith Soft would actually Monolith Soft worked with so that Breath of the Wild was developed by first party Nintendo with also Monolith Soft man. Yeah that would be sweet. That'd be such a
classic
good game.
Metroid Prime era retro.
Okay, so you want retro in on it? Well, yeah.
I'm sure they've probably changed quite a bit since then.
They would probably, but like classic retro would probably make a really good Mistborn game. Right? Like they'd nail that atmosphere. They would just nail it. But thinking outside of Nintendo, I don't know, like Bethesda? Bethesda seems like they would do something cool like that.
Maybe a little buggy, though.
Yeah, that's the problem with Bethesda getting involved.
No offense, Bethesda, but it's true.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean your games aren't good. Sometimes.
Wow. Shade thrown at Bethesda.
I keep trying to, like, unshade.
But then you just keep shading.
Just previously said, and then just accidentally throw more shade.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like the biggest game devs out there, because this is a fun question. Let's have Tencent. Just kidding. Epic Games. So. We already know that Brandon Sanderson is friends with Donald Mustard. Is that
the Fortnite dude?
The Fortnite director. They're friends. Man, how cool would it be if they teamed up to make something bigger, like a side game? I thought that they did a good job with the character design for Kelsier in Fortnite. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is totally off topic from where I wanted to go with the show, so sorry everybody who has no idea what we're talking about with these Brandon Sanderson books, but...
Well, start reading them, then you will know.
Yeah, man, they're so good. They're so good. I know we're a games podcast, but... Oh, For just a second, let's talk about... We're moving from Nintendo Pals to Book Pals, and I recommend Brandon Sanderson books, any of them. You pretty much pick up and read any of them. They're really good. So let's move to the last piece of our show here. And here's a question for you, Micah. Recounting my struggles with pre-orders of the Swoled. Also, my adventure in getting pin sets both times. And pre-ordering games and merch for Nintendo and gaming in general has been a mess. It's been a disgrace. Let's be real here. It's been terrible. It's been horrible, horrible, horrible. We have moved. COVID kind of forced a digital market, like, much more so than normal. But we were already moving this direction, right? We were already moving to the direction of digital pre-orders and digital sales of things. And it has been so rough that people to this day are struggling to get PlayStations, are struggling to get new Xboxes because there's not enough product out there. The retailers put them up, they're gone instantly. Scalping runs rampant. Like, surely you can agree with me that it's a major problem. It has not been a good time in the world of video games for pre-orders.
I mean, it is if you just don't pre-order things.
That's true. But, Micah, you didn't pre-order a PlayStation. If you tried to go get one right now, you couldn't. That's what I'm saying. It's been a year.
I just need to know one person who has a PlayStation, and I definitely could technically go get a PlayStation.
True. Theft. Yes.
If we're talking legally, it might be a little more difficult.
So my question for you, for us to answer, is how do we fix this? How do we fix this problem that is plaguing the gaming industry? How do us two random guys on an unknown podcast fix gaming industry's biggest problem right now? I'm really building this up, but like, I seriously am frustrated with how this is going. Like, I cannot tell you how angry I have been trying to get pin sets and trying to get just a thing that I want. It's way more difficult than it should be. So how do we fix it? You got any ideas, Mike? How does this problem get solved?
The death penalty. For scalpers.
Oh. I was very confused by what...
The death penalty for half of the world's population. Then there will be more things for us
what
all
is
to have.
It? What is it? No. Not a solution.
When I first watched like Avengers Infinity War and Endgame, I was like, wow, Thanos, what a psychopath. Eliminating half of all life. But now when I apply it to pre-ordering games, it's starting to make a lot more sense.
That's why he did it.
Yeah.
He was mad that he couldn't get the pin set. Wave one. So he eliminated half of the universe so he could get his pre-order in. No, pin sets. The thing for me is, like, I feel like pre-orders should be out early enough that they can produce
so
to match the pre-orders. And you don't have a cap on the pre-orders. I feel like that fixes the problem. Maybe it's oversimplified, but...
Yeah, that would definitely be nice. But, I mean, I don't know how long it takes to make some of these things. Like, how long out in advance they would have to do that to be able to, like, guarantee they'd be able to make enough.
Yeah, I think the hardest things is physical, like, physical merchandise, right? A Switch OLED is going to take a lot more to produce than... a new game will take to produce, right? Like, that's just the way it is. And, you know, we've got parts shortages, which are leading into that. But in my mind, at that point, you just go, okay, We're going to calculate for these part shortages. We're still going to put the pre-orders out because they want to sell as many as possible, right? Put out the pre-order forms without a date. And then you go, this is how many pre-orders we've got with no date for the Switch OLED. Maybe there is a date. Maybe it's a time frame. Like fall.
Estimate when they can get around to making your Switch.
Yeah, OLED. Fall 2021 is when we're estimating that they'll come out or whatever, right? And then they put that out, and there is no limit to how many pre-orders you can do. And then they make that many. And some. Because you're going to sell... Think of it this way. Like, you and I both have some experience with Kickstarter. And Kickstarter is essentially a pre-order system. So, especially in the video game front, if you go out and you see a video game project you want to back, you go, I want that. And you put in your pledge... And you are promised to get that when it's done. They might not have a release date in mind yet, but you're promised to get the game because you pledged X amount. Everybody that pledged that amount, when the game is done, is getting that game. And they're getting more. And if you pledged this amount, you're getting the cool physical merch with it. Maybe you're getting a t-shirt. Maybe you're getting a collectible statue. Maybe you're getting some signed posters. But those pre-orders... line up and they project based off that number how many they're going to sell in total and produce that much and maybe keep producing even after. Limited quantities of things just shouldn't be a problem if you have the money already. okay, we're going to make a bunch of these. I don't know. Maybe I understand the caution with the Switch originally. Because we're coming out of the Wii U, where they made way too many and didn't sell as many as they were thinking they would, right? Like, it's flopped. And so they come in and they go, okay, well, we're going to resell. I remember when the Switch first came out, it was hard to find. It's hard to find. That's understandable. They're being cautious. We are out of that phase. Long out of that phase. Switch is selling like gangbusters, like crazy. We're getting so many Switches sold. So just put it out there for pre-order and make that many. Like, that seems to be like the solution. I don't understand what else we can do. You look like you have an idea. That's a thing to share.
Yeah, well, I guess I feel like since you're actually like pre-ordering through different sites, like from different companies, not actually from the people themselves making the systems, like that probably makes it a little more confusing to plan out.
True. So it's the communication between retailers. So that's another piece of the puzzle. Retailers have sucked. Online shopping sucks. No one does it well. Even the kings of online shopping, Amazon. Amazon was like not even anywhere to be seen yesterday. Was it yesterday? 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, the Swoled pre-orders went up. This week's been crazy.
I didn't try to pre-order one, so.
They weren't anywhere to be seen. These are the leads in online shopping. This company makes so much money. And yet,
probably too much money. They're like, we don't need more money.
And yet, I cannot find the official Nintendo Switch by just searching Nintendo Switch at the top. You're going to get all these bundle packages. You're going to get it being sold by third parties. You're not going to get the official from Nintendo Switch. And it's just annoying. It's annoying how hard it is to online shop. Why has no one fixed these problems?
But to be fair, it's easier than going to a store.
I have to disagree. Wow. Because I have had such a better experience going into my physical GameStop to buy things. You know, there's been so much smack talk on GameStop over the past several years. That's been like, Is this story even necessary anymore? It's being eclipsed by online sales. This, that. And after this last year where we were forced to do only online shopping, and coming back where I can now go pick up a pre-order from GameStop, my experience there is like 1,000% better than online shopping.
Going and picking up a pre-order when you have had to pre-order it online already?
No. I go into the store and pre-order it.
Ah, yes.
Yep. I went in and pre-ordered Skyward Sword. Well, I didn't. My wife went in and pre-ordered it. I went and picked up the pre-order, though.
Wow. So, how do you know if it's teamwork. Even better than if you didn't do it yourself?
I've done it myself for other
this
products.
Is another Wind Waker fiasco.
Oh, my goodness. Get out of here.
All over again.
Get out of here. No, it's just easier. I know it's a little bit of a hassle to get into my car and drive over there, but you know what?
It sounds like a lot of a hassle.
Yeah, you know what? You know what's a hassle is refreshing my pages for an hour and a half and maybe not getting the item that I wanted. That's a hassle.
Yeah, but can't that also potentially be true of driving someplace and then potentially not getting the item you wanted?
That's true, yeah. Yeah, especially if it's like a release. We have done that, actually. When we went and got the Switch originally, it was like driving from store to store. Oh, no, they don't have it. Oh, no, there's a line. We're not going to get it in time. It's just insane. Yeah. I think my number one like idea to fix the problem is let's overproduce items. Because especially once an initial launch happens, and you can do surveys. I mean, you don't even have to do pre-orders. You can just do surveys of are you going to buy this thing when pre-orders go up? And you can get a pretty good idea of how many people are going to go just from that, and then project upwards. You know, you can start to build this data and measure the data and produce to those numbers. I mean, this problem is not just in the games industry. I mean, we're talking about this in it's happening a lot in the trading card business as well. Like we're out of print on like Pokemon cards were gone. Magic the Gathering cards gone, like packs and packs of cards all gone, being scalped. I will take this time to raise a public service announcement. Do not buy any gaming merchandise or gear above manufacturer's suggested retail price. Don't do it, because you're supporting a black market industry of scalpers that are going out, buying it, and selling it for profit. That is not the same as a retailer. A retailer has to sell at the manufacturer's suggested retail price. They have to follow rules and regulations. Scalpers do not.
Can they technically also sell for less?
Yep. Scalpers?
No, manufacturers.
I guess
not
technically.
But like stores.
Yes.
And whatnot. Doesn't essentially Walmart do that?
Walmart does.
Their releases for.
And Amazon did for a while too. So this, we'll clip this and put it out there that do not buy any gaming products above manufacturer's suggested retail price. Like,
what you should do is if you go online and see people scalping things, selling them, you should meet up with them, pretend you're going to buy it, and then just pepper spray them in the face. That's what we need to happen.
We need more of those experiences. We need to make scalping dangerous.
You probably shouldn't try that because that's probably a little dangerous.
Let's not fight fire with fire. Let's just fight fire with ignoring, right? Like that's what we're gonna. If no one buys those, then it's not a sustainable market, and no one's going to be able to do that. No one's going to be able to resell for profit brand new products. I know as a parent, and I know as someone who wants to get a gift for someone, it's frustrating because you want to get the thing for X holiday, birthday, the list goes on and on, and then this new thing's out that person wants, that kid wants, and you can't get it for them because it's out of stock. Don't turn to scalpers. Don't do it. We can't support that. We can't. We just can't. Yeah. And we starve them out. If we starve them out, they stop buying them, and then more products are available. We're not going to have bots out there buying up hundreds of these things to be able to resell for profit. We're not sustaining icky people. That's what I'm saying. I think that principle is more important than getting the thing for X holiday gift thing. I know that that's an important thing, but it's going to be better for everybody involved that you wait and get it at the manufacturer's suggested retail price. Get it the right way. Don't turn to those scalpers. And you know, you can always do that IOU. Like, we're going to buy you this. It's currently sold out everywhere, but we're going to buy it. We're going to buy it for you. And that's your gift. And get something else in the meantime. Cuz yeah. That's my suggestion as a gift giver. As someone who received gifts as a kid, I would be really excited to just know that I'm going to be getting one. Even if I can't get it right away because they're sold out everywhere. Because, you know, it's cool. You're like, oh, it's sold out everywhere. That means it's really cool. Yeah, so just wait. Get it from an actual retailer, a trusted retailer. And you can get these things from local game stores and shops as well. But just don't get them at marked up prices. Don't do it. Yeah, that's that. This is kind of an iffy zone to talk about scalping, but we cannot support scalping because it's bad for everybody. It's bad for everybody. They're not getting it because they're into the games. I mean, like, I guess Nintendo's probably like, this is cool. I mean, they don't really care. They're getting their money, but it's not good for Nintendo because the people buying them aren't using the products. And you want people that are going to use your products and enjoy the products and buy more of your products. So I think it's just all around not good. And it's not good for the scalpers because it gives them a false sense of accomplishment in doing wrong. That's just the way it is. You guys are a bunch of meanies. That's what y'all are.
Yeah. Okay. You should feel bad.
Wow, we've they really smacked scalpers. On. I hope none of our listeners.
I hope there aren't any scalpers in here listening to us.
So. Yeah. If so, you know, we're sorry that you've chosen.
We'll forgive you eventually.
You've chosen the lifestyle. Maybe. You've chosen. You know, like that's a little. You know.
Yeah, we're not angry.
We're just disappointed. Yep. Yes. Okay, let's end there. I think that's a good spot to end our show. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who is listening. If you would like to hear more of what we have, why don't you subscribe to us on your podcast listening app of choice? Why don't you leave a 5-star review? Because you know what? Okay, every app has something you can do, right? Bare minimum, you can listen to this because in the algorithms of that app, it's going to boost us up. But apps have other things you could do. In Google Podcasts, you can heart that thing. And that actually moves, I think that actually moves us up in the rankings.
That's probably even easier than listening to us this whole time. Just saying.
That's true. Apple Podcasts, you can always leave a 5-star review. Those are awesome. Those are awesome. They boost us not only on Apple Podcasts, but on plenty of other podcast platforms that pull from Apple Podcasts and rank us based off those ratings. And we have just solid 5-star reviews all around. And big thanks to all those who have left us a 5-star review. You can just go on there and be like, wow, these guys are awesome. I love Ocarina of Time. Or I love Wind Waker. Gross. 5 stars. One of those things. You can also follow us on social media platforms. We are on, I want to highlight, TikTok. We're posting clips from our Twitch channel on TikTok, and also clips from the podcast. Just funny things that we make or do or say or think over on TikTok. Listen, I am not a TikTok user. Okay, I'm an old man. I got 3 kids. I'm too old to be on that platform. But I'm there anyways because I'm making stuff for it. I am not asking people to go use these platforms. No, I'm asking for you to exclusively check out our content on these platforms. Don't use it for anything else. Just use ours. Just look at our stuff. So yeah, go check out our TikTok. We're also on Instagram, and we're putting lots of fun. We're putting some of those same videos, but some exclusive pictures and content there. We are on Twitter, and you know, Twitter is a just pot of negativity. But if you want a pot of positivity on Twitter, you go to the Nintendo Pals Twitter account, because everything on there is going to be positive and awesome and nice, and you're going to love it. It's going to be, if you just are there and you just see that, like, you're going to think Twitter's the best social media platform in existence. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that much. I can promise you that. Those are the social medias that we're on. TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch. And reminder, we are speedrunning our way to 100 follows and shooting for 64 subscribers for a shaved head.
Because I really want to see Andrew bald.
Yeah, and please subscribe because I really want Micah to do the hot tub stream. Sure. I'm so excited about the prospect of that. I think that's hilarious. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, she's probably scared, like, working out or something.
I fully expect you to show up in a wetsuit. A full body wetsuit. With like a snorkel and flippers.
I don't have either of those things.
That's what I fully expect.
Just some. You have like one of those little turkey baster things. Those are the things I'm talking about. We like suck out all the juices.
Yeah. What are you planning to do with that?
I could practically use that as a snorkel as long as I don't have to breathe that much.
Homemade snorkel. Yeah. So that's us. If you like the intro music for our show, check out VGR. Special thanks to him for letting us use that remix of the Wii Shop music. Awesome stuff over there. So check out more of VGR stuff. Links to all of that in the description. And, you know, I told you about all these platforms. You don't have to go look them up. You can just look in the description of this podcast that you're listening to, because the links are there. The links are there. All the links. Yeah? What? Yeah? That's my link impression. All the links. All the links. Every link. Okay, well, that's a wrap.
Don't think I've played those Legend of Zelda games. Yeah, quiet well. Those sounds.
Micah, can you leave us with a closing remark?
I can. Now that I have played both of these games recently, I can definitively say that Wind Waker is better than Ocarina of Time. By so much. It's actually...
Have a good night, y'all.
A much bigger difference than I was expecting.
Okay, all right. That's enough of a closing remark from you, bud. We'll talk to y'all next week.